My name is Waithera Kabiru, Head of Media Futures at EABL. This festive season, remember to drink better, not more. And I'm happy to be here at the Wamadhai podcast. Cheers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Wamadhai podcast. Today, I'm joined by Waithera Kabiru, the Head of Media Futures at EABL, and we'll be talking about Guinness and their latest campaign. Karibu sana.
Thank you, Wamadhai, for having me.
Do you know what I love most about the campaign before we talk about it?
Uh-huh.
The fact that you have content creators. That is amazing. But tell us more about it.
And that's the main thing about the campaign. I'm very excited about it. If I would sum it up in one word, it's about optimism.
Yes.
And telling the African story through content creators.
Yes.
But before we talk about it, you know, I've come to your place. I have to pour you a drink. You know, in African nature, I can't just come in empty-handed. So I brought you a drink.
Okay.
Join me as we have a Guinness.
Of course.
It happens.
Yes, it happens.
So this is a perfect serve where you have, you know, the head, you know, just about that thick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I actually pour mine like this because I want all this CO2 to come out.
Really? But if you tilt it, here we are having a discussion about the perfect serve. We should be talking about the campaign. But,
No. I mean, to be honest, I prefer it this way. Okay, I know it's messy, but I prefer it this way, imagine.
So,
yes. Mm.
And again, it's also, you know, at the heart of the product, Guinness Foreign Extra Stout and Guinness Smooth are, you know, the products that the amazing products that are at the heart of this campaign.
Yeah.
The campaign is called Black Shines Brightest.
Yes.
I love it. It's a pan-Africa campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So we've collaborated with a lot of African markets and come together, you know, as Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Nigeria, South Africa, to just do an amazing collaboration of content creators, mm-hmm. focusing on music, art, food.
Travel.
Yeah. And what we're basically saying is we're co-creating. So Guinness is co-creating with amazing content creators who are influencers by their own rights across the continent.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have these spaces where you could actually let, you know, your shine come through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we do know there's a lot of creativity on this continent.
Yeah.
And we just need to let it shine.
Yeah.
So one of the key things, if you know Guinness from, you know, from back in the day, Guinness is a 250-year-old brand. It's been on the continent for over 100 years, but it's been, to be honest, a very masculine type of brand. And so this campaign, I think, is just, I'm so excited about is because it's really a progressive campaign, inclusive of women. So there's a lot of inclusivity and diversity that we're bringing to it.
My friend just Yoba is there.
Yes, absolutely. I love travel, love following her.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's about that, just being very progressive in how we're showing up as Africans.
Yeah. Why digital and why these influencers specifically?
So a couple of things. We've seen, you know, across Kenya and across the continent, the uptake of local content. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
So we're no longer seeking to the West for inspiration or entertainment as much as we used to. Now we have a lot of content creators who are providing that, you know, entertainment and that content online.
Mm.
We've seen the massive shift of consumption of digital. Just in the pandemic year, the start of the pandemic year, 2020, I think we've seen the average time spent online getting to, you know, over 4 hours a day, which is pretty high.
True.
We know everybody has a cell phone or a smart or smarter phone. So content is really, you know, on your mobile phone, right?
Mm.
So that's why it's a very digitally led, mobile first campaign.
What do you intend to get, you know, out of this? And how many people do you want to reach?
So first, if we talk about even just the name of the campaign, Black Shines Brightest.
Actually, that's really cool because black, the bottle is black, the drink is black, and also you're focusing in Africa markets and, you know, black people. So that was genius.
And the, you see, if you think about it, Africa has always been known as the dark continent. Yeah. Now we're saying black shines brighter. So it's not even about the color, but the fact that we are shining. The potential in Africa is amazing. We intend to reach a lot of young people across the continent. That's the target audience. And like I mentioned, even women.
Yes.
Just to show, affirm what we have and show the potential.
Yeah.
And then the fact that we have content creators in Kenya who their content will be seen in other African markets, you know, this just opens up the continent.
True. Because it's one campaign. It's just that now it's different influencers from different places.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll have a docuseries that will run across all the different African markets.
Okay.
So your friend Jess Reba will be seen in Nigeria.
And Mutu Amadeka.
There you go.
Yeah. So tell me about the other influencers in this campaign.
Okay, so we're super excited that we have a mix of influencers. So we have celebrities like Nandi from Tanzania.
Yeah, the musician.
The musician.
Yes.
We have Incredible Ziggy, who's a Ghanaian choreographer, and several others, of that caliber.
Yeah.
But the key thing about this is we also wanted to work with content creators who are not necessarily celebrities. So locally, like in Kenya, other than Jess Reba, we're also working with Mutu Amadeka, who's an amazing photographer. We're working with Philbert, who's a fashion designer. I actually wear a lot of his clothes. Unfortunately, today I'm not.
Not today, but
He's one of my favorite fashion designers.
Yes.
We have Adele Onyango, an amazing advocate for a lot of...
she also has an amazing podcast.
She does, she does. She's totally in awe of her.
She's amazing.
And several others. So it's a big mix of, you know, music, art, artists, foodies, travel bloggers, you name it, you know, who are just creating amazing content that, you know, we're all consuming, right?
Yeah. I've seen in recent EABL campaigns that there's a lot of focus on women. Tell me more about that.
So,
especially around beer, which is different.
It's a very deliberate effort, right? Mm. So, for one, we are really advocating for inclusivity and diversity.
Mm.
So it's not just a woman focus, it's many other things. A woman focus, even looking at people with disabilities. Mm. So a lot of campaigns, we've started rethinking how we do them. Mm. Around that, we also have a program called Progressive Portrayal of Gender in Media, Advertising, and Entertainment.
Yes.
So when I say gender, it's again, not just a woman focus, but both genders.
Yeah.
How are genders portrayed in media or in advertising in a progressive way?
Yeah.
So we all know we have, you know, unconscious biases.
Yeah.
Yeah. About, and then which leads to stereotypes. So, you know, the woman should be in the kitchen cooking.
Yeah.
That's fine. I cook. But at the same time, a woman in the bar back in the day was perceived very, you know, like, why is she in the bar? Is she waiting to be bought for a drink? Well, she could have bought the drink. Like, today I bought you drinks. Yeah. Today I bought the Guinness.
Yes.
You know, so it's always about that progressive portrayal. Representation.
Yeah.
Who are you seeing and what are their roles?
Yeah.
But we also look at not just the advertising, but even behind the camera.
Yeah.
If you look at the production crew.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that your production crew is all female.
Like, yes.
because just from a perspective point of view, you just get a diversity of that and from that creative point of view.
Mm.
And then the third thing, so we look at creative, we look at production, who's behind the camera.
Yeah.
And we do know there is, you know, a need for more production, women in production.
Mm.
So how do we make sure we're providing that mentorship?
Yeah.
And then finally, we look at media, so progressive media. So spaces where we can put our advertising that are very progressive. Yeah.
Back to the campaign. Tell me about... the other activations that you have planned.
So we're super excited because it's not just a campaign.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So we're going around the country and we're setting up what's called bright houses.
Mm-hmm.
So your typical, say, bar or restaurant, we're now transforming it into a lifestyle. So there'll be maybe an art gallery happening, musicians, you know, singing, and just a space for people to come together, co-create or enjoy creation of other content creators in an amazing space. So it's not your typical bar.
Yeah.
It's just a different setup, different vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is countrywide?
This is nationwide and Africa-wide.
And Africa-wide.
Yes.
And in the... So basically you'll have other artists and creators as part of this campaign as well.
Yes, we did. We actually kicked it off in November at the Museum of Kenya.
Yes.
Where we actually had...
the launch event.
The launch event was... That's what a Bright House is essentially going to look like. Mm-hmm. So you have different spaces where maybe during the day you're having mini workshops, just mini collaboration sessions. Mm. And then in the evening, it just turns into an entertainment spot. And you have not always your mainstream musicians, but even your upcoming or underground musicians performing and just really a lot of sort of art happening in that space. Just nice vibes, nice chill out zones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talked about the Bright Houses.
Yeah.
with all the three Guinness brands be involved.
Yes, absolutely. So first, as you know, Guinness is a global brand, but has local roots.
Mm. It has been here for a while.
Yes. So globally, Guinness is 250 years old.
Yes.
In Kenya, at least, you know, over 50 to 100 years. I don't know the exact number, but in the continent, at least 100 years. Mm. What we popularly know is this foreign one, extra stout. Yeah. Amazing liquid.
Yeah.
We recently launched Guinness Smooth.
Yes.
And then we have
Hop House.
We have Hop House 13, which is the lager from the House of Guinness.
Yes.
So those are the three brands that we have here in Kenya.
Yeah.
And as much as they're global brands, we locally manufacture. So they are local brands. They're our brands. Mm-hmm. So we feel like, you know, the heart and pulse of Guinness is here.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing with this campaign is, you know, it's bringing the pizzazz around Guinness. Mm. It's about optimism, like I said earlier, creativity and potential that this African continent has. Yes, so it's a lot about that, those three things. Optimism, creativity, and potential.
It seems like the brand is exploring, you know, a different, you know, sort of like agenda, especially when it's with its interaction with consumers. Tell me more about that and, you know, and in any future, you know, plans that the brand may have around this.
So, as you know, Guinness, to be quite honest, has been very male skewed and targeting an older generation, like you and I. Okay, like you.
No, like me, yes. Okay. I'm old. That's true.
So I think what's really amazing now that we've decided to switch the focus.
Yes.
And not just targeting the younger generation, but empowering the next generation of leaders, empowering the next generation of content creators.
Artists,
and how best to do... Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. So, you know how back in the day, if you were successful, it was because you became a doctor, a lawyer, or engineer, and that's what your parents expected from you?
Yeah.
So we do know now success can come from anywhere.
Things have changed. Yeah.
They have changed.
Yeah.
So we're just empowering that local generation of, you know, the next generation of creative leadership.
Yeah.
And Guinness is the brand that is bold enough to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the bar activations, the Bright Houses, when are they starting? And which you said countrywide.
Yeah, so we're very excited about the Bright Houses, because first of all, they'll all look different. The experiences will all be different.
Yeah. So let's say I'm in Nakuru. The Nakuru experience and the Nairobi experience
would be different. You know, Nakuru is now a city. Yeah? It was made a city.
It is, yeah.
So
it
has Nakuru City's
Nakuru City's
experience would be different from Nairobi City or Mombasa City.
City and Kisumu City, yeah.
There you go. Mm. Just because it's also about the local vibe.
Yeah.
You know, Nairobi's vibe sometimes can be different from Nakuru, unless all the Nairobi guys have gone to Nakuru. You know how we do.
Yeah. In the Vasha. Yeah.
There you go. Mm. Of course, we want to make sure that we're enjoying this and we're consuming the product very responsibly.
Yeah.
So that's all is the basis, you know, drinking responsibly, enjoying responsibly. Mm. Because our purpose as EABL is to celebrate life every day, everywhere. Mm. You know what celebrating is? Sherehe.
Yeah, of course. Sherehe aras. And so it's December, so.
Celebrating life every day.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
That is our purpose.
Okay.
So if you can live that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. So thank you so much, you know, for unpacking this for us. And, you know, thank you for the beer.
Cheers.
Cheers. Also something else, you know, I love your agenda around women, and you know that's really amazing. And I do know that also EABL has a lot of empowerment programs for women. They have women engineers. They have a woman CEO. So fantastic.
Yeah, we still have work to do. Yeah. We recognize that, but we're very deliberate about it.
Yeah.
In the workplace, we're still very male skewed. So 70% yeah. male, about 30% women.
Yeah.
But in our board is 36% women. Mm. And as we know, our EABL CEO is the first woman, Jane Karuko. Mm. We're proud of that. But we also know we have ways to go. And how we're doing that is looking at now from the entry level. So in our graduate management program, our STEM program, it was really amazing. I just found out that one of our lines in Tanzania, Serengeti Breweries, yeah. is completely run by women, the plant.
Yeah.
The line.
Yeah.
So those kind of things where we're saying art is great, but there's also the science side of it. Yeah. So science, you know, is also an area where we're looking at how do we, you know, empower, you know, women to get into science without fear, right?
Yeah.
And advance in career. So really amazing stuff. And then of course, like I said, you know, from an art creative, me, that's my passion. You yeah. know, I just really want to see a lot of artists or creatives in Kenya and across the continent, really yeah. shine very brightly. And that's what Guinness is there to do.
I love that. Thank you for coming on the show.
All right. Okay. Thank you for having me.
You're okay. welcome.